We are until 6 o'clock. We'll have John Machota, the athletic.com, and the Cowboys at 5, and then John McClain on the Texans at 5:30. Also, we'll hear from James Lynch, the Baylor defensive lineman, at 4:45 from earlier today. Bryce Cherry joins us. Bryce, no question that special teams has been a part of Baylor. They've won two games. They haven't needed the punt return by Graylin Arnold or the blocked field goal or whatever else, but it's something that you saw kind of a change in that even a year ago. And I heard your question earlier this week. That means obviously sometimes you're looking focused on a column about not only a special teams increase and gotten better, but it's the players who are doing some of this that are not afraid to go cover kickoffs or punts, and they're in the classifications that otherwise are kind of off limits.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, a lot of times you look at special teams as leftover playing time. You know, it's the playing time for the guys who aren't going to play otherwise, you know, whether that be, you know, younger players, up-and-coming guys, backups. But, you know, here at Baylor, they're you know, these guys are seniors and starters. You got Denzel Mims and Blake Lynch and Chris Platt and all those guys out there on special teams, and you're seeing that make a difference. Obviously, they've blocked a kick, they've blocked a punt, they've returned a punt for a touchdown. You know, and then you got young guys stepping up too. The freshman Noah Rauschenberg, who's, you know, been booming it just like crazy on the touchback. So it's been a strength for Baylor, certainly in the first three games or two games.
Well, Bryce, if I had one constant critique of the previous coaching regime, which was obviously very successful, it was they didn't give a rip about special teams. I mean, fair catching most everything, pooch kicks, no touch. I mean, they really didn't care because they had so much faith in the offense. But if you look around the country, you know, a lot of times in those close games, it's the special teams, you know, big plays that make a difference in the close ones.
Yeah, and I know the term hidden yardage is thrown around a lot, but it's really not that hidden, you know? I mean, field position is big in a football game. And when you're having to drive, you know, maybe 60 yards instead of 80, or I mean, all of that makes a difference. And so, absolutely, if it's one of the three phases of the game, why not spend some time, some attention, and use some of your better players on that special teams unit? You heard Matt Rhule talk about it in response to that question I asked about, you know, they look at it as just like a fourth and one type play. He said he posed it to the players, you know, if it were a fourth and one play, wouldn't you want to be out there? And they were like, yeah. So, I mean, obviously those guys are out there.
All right, Bryce Cherry, Waco Trib. They have not been tested. They're not going to be tested, you would think, this weekend, although we've seen crazy things happen. Iowa State in a couple of weeks. Is that really when you find out who they are and what kind of team that they, how deep they're going to be involved in this, the Big 12 and games that matter down the stretch?
Certainly, yeah. I mean, I don't expect the Rice game to really test them. You know, it's a road game. Obviously, Baylor's had some struggles coming off some bye weeks, but those opponents that they faced on the bye weeks in the past were a lot different than Rice. You know, I think Baylor should have a depth advantage, should have an athlete advantage, and I've mentioned it to you guys. I've been really impressed with just the focus and the way Baylor's come out against some of these lesser opponents. They've jumped on teams early. They've played sharp in all three phases, and I expect that to continue against Rice. Like you said, the real test is the next week against Iowa State, a team that actually does, you know, have a pretty good defense. Probably not off to the start that they want to be, but that's still, you know, that's a great conference opener for Baylor.
Bryce, When you look at what they've done well, you know, what they used to do well, one of it on offense was Charlie Brewer was really great at running the ball. And through the first two games, he's barely had to do that. Do you think it might, I mean, it's a good thing if they don't have to run him this year and they still keep winning?
Yeah, very good thing, because first of all, you're taking him out of harm's way. I mean, you know, not to say that he's not going to get hit, not going to get sacked occasionally, but the more you have to run him, you know, the more hits he's going to take. And, you know, we know Charlie's kind of a tough guy, and, you know, he's one that, you know, probably not afraid to lower his head or you know, not necessarily duck out of bounds. So, you know, the more you can keep him in the pocket and just put it in other guys' hands, the better off you're going to be.
All right. I saw the crowd. I saw the scene at Georgia. Arkansas State, we've had Blake Anderson on this show, the connections to Baylor. They have had a pretty good run, but obviously the personal story, the tragedy, his wife passing away recently, and how public they have been about her battle. And, it, of course, it's just an awful situation. The reaction that Georgia and others have given Arkansas State.
Yeah, I mean, it's just really heartwarming and touching. Because you go to a college football game on the road and you don't expect the opposing fans to really roll out the welcome mat. You know, I mean, you're used to it being kind of a hostile environment. And here, Arkansas State goes down to Georgia and the entire, you know, crowd is just awash in pink. And it's all because of, you know, them and honoring Wendy Anderson, Blake's wife, who died, of course, of cancer in August. And that is very touching, heartwarming. I mean, he obviously got emotional talking about it. And it's just, you know, cancer is one of those things that it touches us all. We all have, you know, known people and maybe loved ones that have, you know, battled that. And so that was really cool by Georgia to do that. You mentioned the Baylor connections. Obviously, Blake's from Hubbard and, you know, went to Hubbard and then went to Baylor and played a couple years there and transferred to Sam Houston. And obviously, he's had a long and successful coaching career now.
Anything else, Paul?
Nope.
That's it?
I'm good.
Golly. That's just short and sweet with him. That's Bryce. Are you going down? Are you going to go cover Rice?
I am going down to cover Rice, and I am literally about to hit the road. I'm in the car now, but to go down to Midway, down to Killeen to watch the freshman game.
So. Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
that budding five star.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That maybe take a few stars off of that.
I love it.
He's just trying to keep him humble.
Enjoy that, man. That's priceless. Thanks for your time. Bryce Cherry, Waco Trib, sports editor, columnist with us on ESPN Central Texas.